A strong mind is fundamental for true strength. Even with a robust body, without a resilient mind, one's potential is limited. Stoic philosophy emphasizes cultivating both mental and physical fortitude to navigate life's inevitable adversities. In the realm of Stoicism, courage transcends mere bravery in moments of crisis. It becomes a lifelong pursuit of self-mastery and fortitude. Drawing wisdom from ancient Stoic philosophers like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, we explore how courage is cultivated through disciplined practice, incremental challenges, and the unwavering commitment to confront fear with unwavering resolve. Join us as we delve into the profound teachings of Stoic courage, discovering how each step towards strong Stoic mindset not only ourselves but the world around us. Stoic grit, thriving amidst life's chaos. Imagine standing on the edge of a storm, where the winds of adversity howl relentlessly, and the rain of challenges pelts down without mercy. Now picture yourself not just surviving in this tempest but thriving, unfazed and resolute. This is the essence of Stoic grit. Life, in all its unpredictability, is far from fair. It changes at a pace that can leave even the most prepared reeling. Yet, amidst this chaos, a Stoic finds their strength. Ryan Holiday, a modern-day Stoic philosopher, has imparted these principles to elite athletes, military leaders, and senators. These are individuals who face high-stakes situations daily, where mental toughness is not just an asset but a necessity. Holiday's teachings emphasize that mental resilience is the bedrock of success. It's not enough to merely withstand the storm. A true Stoic thrives within it. This resilience isn't about denying the existence of hardship, but rather acknowledging it and choosing to remain unbroken. Seneca, one of the great Stoic philosophers, spoke of pitying those who have never faced adversity because they lack the opportunity to prove their mettle. Stoic grit involves deliberately seeking out challenges. Whether it's enduring the bite of a cold plunge, waking up at the crack of dawn, or tackling tasks deemed impossible, these acts are more than just physical tests. They are crucibles for the mind, forging strength and resilience. Some adversities in life are beyond our control, hitting us when we least expect them. But by seeking out controlled adversities, we train ourselves. These self-imposed challenges build the muscles of resilience and the confidence to face the unexpected. When life's true storms hit, a Stoic meets them with weapons honed through practice and perseverance. Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic sage, asked, "How will you meet the adversity of tomorrow?" His answer was simple: with the same weapons you have honed today. Every challenge faced, every difficulty embraced, sharpens these tools. A Stoic does not wait for the storm to pass. They prepare for it, meet it head-on, and emerge stronger. Imagine the mindset of an NBA player in the final seconds of a game, a soldier in the heart of battle, or a leader facing a crisis. Their mental toughness, their Stoic grit, is their greatest asset. They have cultivated the ability to remain calm, to see clearly, and to act decisively, no matter the chaos around them. Stoic grit is not about avoiding life's storms, but about becoming the storm. It's about building a mind so resilient that it can turn adversity into an advantage and challenges into opportunities for growth. Embrace Stoic grit, and you'll not only survive the tempest of life but learn to dance in the rain. Embrace difficulty, transforming challenges into triumphs. Imagine standing at the foot of a towering mountain, its peaks shrouded in clouds, daunting and seemingly insurmountable. Now envision not just climbing it but relishing every grueling step, every moment of struggle, as you ascend to heights others only dream of. This is the essence of embracing difficulty through the lens of Stoicism. Seneca, one of Stoicism's greatest philosophers, believed that true strength is forged in the fires of adversity. He expressed pity for those who have never faced hardship because they have never had the chance to discover their true potential. This perspective flips the common narrative. Challenges are not to be avoided but sought out, embraced, and conquered. Life's natural adversities, unexpected setbacks, personal losses, unforeseen obstacles, are inevitable. but Stoicism teaches us to go beyond merely enduring these events. Instead, we should actively seek out controlled challenges to prepare ourselves. Imagine an elite warrior who trains tirelessly, not just in battle but in the harshest of environments, pushing their limits to be ready for anything. By subjecting ourselves to deliberate difficulty, we become warriors of life. Consider the sharp, invigorating jolt of a cold plunge or the quiet stillness of pre-dawn hours. These acts, though small, are profound training grounds for the mind and body. By willingly stepping into discomfort, we build resilience. It's not just about physical endurance. It's about proving to ourselves that we can overcome our initial resistance and mental barriers. Each act of embracing discomfort is a brick in the fortress of our inner strength. Picture a blacksmith forging a sword. The metal must endure intense heat and repeated hammering to become strong and sharp. Similarly, each challenge we face is a blow from the hammer, each adversity the heat that tempers our resolve. Controlled adversity, such as taking on challenging projects or pushing our physical limits, transforms us. It builds our confidence and hones our skills, preparing us for the unpredictable challenges life will throw our way. Some adversities in life are beyond our control, hitting us when we least expect them. But by seeking out controlled adversities, we train ourselves. These self-imposed challenges build the muscles of resilience and the confidence to face the unexpected. When life's true storms hit, a Stoic meets them with weapons honed through practice and perseverance. Imagine a daily ritual where each task, no matter how small, is an opportunity to build resilience. By tackling difficult books, engaging in demanding physical exercises, or challenging our minds with complex problems, we incrementally develop an unbreakable spirit. This ritual of embracing difficulty becomes a way of life, turning everyday tasks into powerful training sessions for the mind and body. Adversity is not just an obstacle, it is an opportunity. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, reminds us that the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This mindset transforms how we view challenges. Instead of seeing them as setbacks, we see them as stepping stones, each one bringing us closer to our true potential. Imagine again the towering mountain. Each step, each moment of struggle, is a victory in itself. By embracing the difficulty of the climb, we find strength, resilience, and an unshakable will. We transform into individuals who don't just survive adversity, but who thrive because of it. Embracing difficulty is not about seeking suffering for its own sake, but about recognizing the profound growth that challenges bring. It's about transforming the very essence of who we are, becoming stronger, more resilient, and ultimately, more alive. Through the lens of Stoicism, each difficulty is not a barrier but a bridge to our highest self. Converse with the dead, unlocking timeless wisdom. Imagine stepping into a grand library, its walls lined with ancient tomes and manuscripts. The air is thick with the scent of aged paper and the whispers of centuries past. As you open a book, you are transported into a conversation with the greatest minds of history. This is the essence of conversing with the dead, a powerful Stoic practice that bridges the gap between the present and the wisdom of the ages. Zeno of Citium, the founder of Stoicism, once sought wisdom from the Oracle of Delphi. The oracle prophesied that he would gain wisdom by conversing with the dead. Zeno soon realized that this meant reading the works of great thinkers who had come before him. Imagine receiving guidance directly from the likes of Socrates, Seneca, or Marcus Aurelius, individuals whose thoughts and insights have shaped the course of human history. When you read Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, you are delving into the inner thoughts of a Roman emperor who ruled nearly 2 millennia ago. It's as if you are sitting across from him, sharing a cup of wine, and listening to his reflections on life, leadership, and the human condition. Each page is a dialogue, each sentence a piece of timeless wisdom imparted directly to you. Consider making this practice a daily ritual. Imagine waking up each morning, not to the cacophony of modern life, but to the serene counsel of ancient sages. Tolstoy, a calendar of wisdom. provides daily reflections that have guided countless individuals through their lives. Each morning, as you sip your coffee or tea, you engage in a silent conversation with Tolstoy, pondering his insights and applying them to your day. Think about the profound connection you feel when reading the works of Shakespeare, Plato, or Confucius. These are not just books, they are living dialogues. You are engaging with the minds that pondered the same questions, faced similar challenges, and sought the same truths. This timeless exchange of ideas transcends the boundaries of time and space, making you a part of an eternal intellectual lineage. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, wrote letters to his friend Lucilius, offering advice on how to live a virtuous and fulfilling life. When you read these letters, it's as if Seneca is your personal mentor, guiding you through your struggles and triumphs. His words on resilience, virtue, and the nature of happiness resonate across the centuries, offering solace and guidance in your modern life. Imagine the excitement of uncovering a hidden treasure trove of knowledge. Each book you read is a key, unlocking the secrets of the past. The insights you gain are not just historical curiosities, but practical wisdom that can be applied to your daily challenges. Whether it's Sun Tzu's strategies in The Art of War, or Epictetus's teachings in The Enchiridion, these ancient texts provide a blueprint for navigating the complexities of life. When you converse with the dead, you are not just listening to one voice, but to a symphony of perspectives. Each author, each thinker, adds a unique note to the grand tapestry of human wisdom. This rich, diverse chorus offers a wellspring of inspiration, helping you see the world through different lenses and understand the deeper currents that shape our existence. Imagine the world as an eternal classroom, with history's greatest minds as your teachers. By engaging with their works, you participate in a never-ending seminar, where every book is a lecture, every page a lesson. This ongoing education enriches your mind, sharpens your intellect, and fortifies your spirit. Converse with the dead, and you unlock the door to a boundless realm of knowledge and wisdom. In the silent pages of ancient texts, you find mentors, friends, and guides who accompany you on your journey through life, illuminating the path with their timeless insights. Embrace this practice, and you will discover a treasure trove of wisdom that transcends the ages, enriching your life in ways you never imagined. Look for the smooth handle, mastering life's challenges with Stoic perspective. Picture yourself in a bustling marketplace in ancient Rome. Among the myriad of vendors and bustling crowds, you spot a simple merchant stall displaying a collection of intricate objects. Each one has two handles, one smooth and easy to grip, the other rough and jagged. As you examine them, a wise old Stoic philosopher approaches and shares a timeless piece of advice. In every situation, always look for the smooth handle. Epictetus, a revered Stoic philosopher, taught that every situation has two handles, one that bears weight and one that doesn't. This metaphor highlights the importance of perspective. When faced with a challenge, you have a choice: grab the smooth handle and navigate it with ease, or struggle with the rough handle and make the situation harder than it needs to be. Imagine being stuck in a notorious Los Angeles traffic jam. Frustration builds as you inch forward, surrounded by a sea of honking cars. Now, shift your perspective. Imagine you're flying over the same traffic jam at night, seeing the twinkling lights of cars forming a mesmerizing pattern. What was once a source of irritation transforms into a beautiful, interconnected dance of humanity. This shift in perspective is the essence of finding the smooth handle. Consider a family trip derailed by unexpected delays and bad weather. It's easy to see this as a ruined plan, filled with frustration and disappointment. But what if you choose to view it as an adventure? Embrace the detours, enjoy the unplanned stops, and find joy in the unexpected moments. By choosing the smooth handle, you turn a potential disaster into cherished memories and stories to tell. In life, we constantly face situations beyond our control. The Stoic choice lies in how we respond. Do we see obstacles or opportunities? Do we focus on what we lack or what we can gain? By seeking the smooth handle, we harness the power of perspective to transform our experiences. It's not about denying reality, but about choosing the most constructive and empowering way to engage with it. Epictetus teaches us that the smooth handle represents the aspects of a situation we can control: our thoughts, responses, and attitudes. The rough handle symbolizes the uncontrollable, external events, other people's actions, and random misfortunes. By focusing on what we can control and letting go of what we can't, we master the art of navigating life with grace and resilience. Imagine facing a professional setback, perhaps a missed promotion or a failed project. Grabbing the rough handle means dwelling on disappointment, self-doubt, and blame. But the smooth handle offers a different grip, seeing it as a learning experience, identifying areas for growth, and setting new goals. This shift not only eases the immediate pain, but also propels you forward with renewed purpose. Life's challenges are like waves in the ocean, constant and ever-changing. By adopting the Stoic practice of finding the smooth handle, you learn to ride these waves with balance and poise. The smooth handle reminds you of the impermanence of difficulties and the opportunity to find beauty and meaning in every moment. Epictetus challenges us to practice this perspective daily. When faced with a minor inconvenience, like a long line at the coffee shop, pause and look for the smooth handle. Maybe it's an opportunity to practice patience, to enjoy a moment of stillness, or to strike up a conversation with a stranger. These small shifts prepare you for larger challenges, building a mindset that seeks and finds the smooth handle in every situation. Finding the smooth handle is an art that transforms how you experience life. It's about mastering your perspective, choosing your response, and navigating challenges with grace. Embrace this Stoic wisdom, and you'll discover that even the most daunting obstacles have a smooth handle, waiting to be grasped. Through this practice, you become not just a survivor of life's difficulties, but a master of them, turning every situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. Treat the body rigorously, sculpting the mind through physical discipline. Imagine waking up at dawn, the sky still cloaked in darkness. You step out into the cold, feeling the sharp bite of the morning air on your skin. As you begin your day with a grueling workout, your body protests, but your mind remains steadfast. This is not just physical exercise, it's a practice in mental fortitude. This is the essence of treating the body rigorously, a core tenet of Stoic philosophy that forges strength, resilience, and mastery over oneself. The Stoics believed that physical discipline was essential for mental toughness. Seneca, one of the great Stoic philosophers, famously said, "We treat the body rigorously so that it will not be disobedient to the mind." In this light, physical challenges are not just about building muscle or endurance. They are about training the mind to overcome obstacles, endure hardships, and remain unyielding in the face of adversity. Picture the legendary Spartans, whose rigorous training regimes are the stuff of myth and legend. Their physical discipline was not merely for combat readiness, but also for cultivating an unbreakable spirit. They believed that by pushing the body to its limits, they could also temper their minds, preparing themselves for any challenge life might throw their way. This philosophy resonates through the ages, inspiring us to adopt a similar mindset. Consider the modern practice of cold plunges. Submerging yourself in icy water is an exercise in willpower and resilience. The initial shock to your system is overwhelming, but by enduring it, you train your mind to remain calm under pressure. This act of deliberate discomfort strengthens your ability to face life's inevitable hardships with equanimity and grace. Stephen Pressfield and Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of an internal battle between the higher and lower selves. The higher self aspires to greatness, while the lower self seeks comfort and ease. By treating the body rigorously, you align with your higher self, proving that you are capable of more than you ever thought possible. Each act of physical discipline is a victory in this ongoing battle, fortifying your resolve and sharpening your character. Imagine running a marathon, pushing through the wall of exhaustion, and discovering reserves of strength you never knew you had. This experience is transformative, revealing the profound connection between body and mind. As you surpass your physical limits, you also expand your mental boundaries, realizing that you are capable of far more than you imagined. Seneca's wisdom teaches us that a rigorous body cultivates a resilient mind. By enduring physical hardships, we practice resilience, discipline, and self-control. This training spills over into every aspect of life, enabling us to face emotional, professional, and personal challenges with the same steadfastness. It's about proving to yourself, day after day, that you can handle whatever comes your way. Imagine incorporating small acts of physical discipline into your daily routine. Whether it's a demanding workout, a cold shower, or a challenging hike, each act reinforces your mental toughness. These practices are more than just exercises. They are daily reminders of your strength, resilience, and capacity for growth. In our modern world, where comfort and convenience are often prioritized, the Stoic practice of treating the body rigorously offers a refreshing contrast. It calls us to step out of our comfort zones, to embrace discomfort as a tool for growth, and to build a fortress of resilience within ourselves. By treating the body rigorously, we not only strengthen our physical selves but also cultivate the mental fortitude needed to thrive in an unpredictable world. Treating the body rigorously is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. It's about embracing physical challenges as opportunities to sculpt not just the body but also the mind. Through this disciplined practice, you unlock a reservoir of strength, resilience, and inner peace, transforming every challenge into a stepping stone toward greatness. Embrace this Stoic tenet, and watch as you become not just physically stronger but mentally invincible, ready to face whatever life throws your way. Focus on what you can control, the Stoic key to inner peace. Imagine standing at the helm of a ship, navigating through a stormy sea. The waves crash against the vessel, the wind howls, and the sky is dark and foreboding. Amid this chaos, you hold fast to the wheel, knowing that while you cannot control the storm, you can control your course. This metaphor encapsulates the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control, a timeless strategy for achieving inner peace and resilience in the face of life's tumultuous events. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, asserted that the key to a tranquil life lies in distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. This simple yet profound distinction forms the bedrock of Stoic wisdom. Picture yourself in a situation fraught with uncertainty and stress. By applying this principle, you reclaim your power, channeling your energy toward what you can influence and relinquishing anxiety over what you cannot. Epictetus taught that all matters fall into two categories: things we can control and things we cannot. Imagine holding two lists in your hands. One list contains your thoughts, actions, and responses, everything within your power to change. The other list contains external events, other people's actions, and outcomes beyond your reach. By focusing solely on the first list, you free yourself from the futile struggle against the uncontrollable and find peace in your sphere of influence. The Serenity Prayer encapsulates this Stoic principle beautifully. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Imagine reciting this prayer in moments of stress, letting its wisdom guide your actions and thoughts. It becomes a mantra, a guiding light that helps you navigate life's challenges with calm and clarity. Visualize your mind as a fortress, impenetrable and serene. Outside, the world rages with chaos, unpredictability, and conflict. Inside, you cultivate a garden of peace, tending only to what you can control, your thoughts, decisions, and actions. This inner sanctuary is where true power lies, untouched by external forces. By fortifying this inner space, you build resilience against life's inevitable storms. Consider a situation where you are awaiting the outcome of a job interview or a critical medical test. The waiting period is fraught with anxiety and uncertainty. By focusing on what you can control, preparing for the interview to the best of your ability, or following medical advice, you shift your mindset from helplessness to empowerment. The outcome, whether favorable or not, becomes secondary to the peace you derive from knowing you did all you could. Imagine tending to a garden. You cannot control the weather, but you can choose the seeds you plant, the care you give, and the way you nurture your plants. Your efforts determine the garden's growth and beauty. This is analogous to life. By focusing on your actions and attitudes, you cultivate a rich, fulfilling existence regardless of external circumstances. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, constantly reminded himself to focus on his own actions and character. Picture him, the ruler of a vast empire, faced with innumerable uncontrollable events. Yet, he found solace and strength in focusing on his duty and virtue. This practice granted him the freedom to act with integrity and wisdom, unburdened by the chaos surrounding him. Think of a traffic jam, a common source of frustration. Instead of seething with impatience over the delay, shift your focus to what you can control, your reaction. Use the time to listen to an audiobook, practice deep breathing, or reflect on your day. This simple change in perspective transforms the experience from a stressor into an opportunity for growth and learning. Incorporate this Stoic principle into your daily life. Each morning, identify the aspects of your day that are within your control. Set intentions for how you will respond to challenges, interact with others, and manage your tasks. Throughout the day, remind yourself to return to your sphere of influence, letting go of worries about the uncontrollable. Focusing on what you can control is a transformative practice that empowers you to navigate life with grace and resilience. It's about reclaiming your energy, honing your attention, and cultivating inner peace. By embracing this Stoic principle, you become the master of your own destiny, steering your ship through life's storms with unwavering confidence and serenity. Cultivate courage, the Stoic path to unyielding strength. Imagine standing at the edge of a vast, unknown wilderness, your heart pounding with a mix of fear and anticipation. Before you lies a journey filled with unpredictable challenges, but within you burns a quiet, resolute flame, courage. This is the essence of Stoic courage, an unyielding strength forged through deliberate practice, relentless self-improvement, and unwavering commitment to facing life's uncertainties head-on. Popular culture often depicts heroes as possessing an innate, almost supernatural bravery. Yet, the Stoics understood that true courage is not a gift bestowed upon a select few. It is a skill cultivated through consistent effort and deliberate practice. Imagine the legendary Spartan warriors, known not just for their physical prowess but for their disciplined cultivation of courage. Each day, they faced rigorous training, pushing their limits to build an unshakable inner strength. Consider the words of Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, who pointed out that astronauts are not inherently braver than others, they are meticulously prepared. Picture an astronaut training for a space mission, rehearsing every possible scenario, overcoming each obstacle in a controlled environment. This preparation builds a reservoir of confidence and courage, ready to be drawn upon when it matters most. The same principle applies to everyday life. By consistently facing and overcoming small challenges, you prepare yourself for greater trials. Courage is not about making one grand gesture. It's about taking small, consistent steps outside your comfort zone. Imagine a person with a fear of public speaking. Instead of leaping directly into addressing a large audience, they start by speaking up in small groups, gradually building their confidence. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory over fear and a cultivation of courage. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, emphasized treating the body rigorously to ensure it is obedient to the mind. This principle extends to cultivating courage. By challenging your body through physical endeavors, whether it's running a marathon, enduring a cold plunge, or engaging in demanding workouts, you build mental resilience. These physical trials teach you to push past discomfort and fear, proving to yourself that you are stronger than you think. Imagine a seasoned athlete preparing for a high-stakes competition. Their confidence stems not from blind belief but from the evidence of countless hours of practice, sweat, and determination. Seneca believed that confidence and courage arise from evidence of your own capability, and resilience. Each time you face a fear and overcome it, you gather proof of your strength, which bolsters your courage for future challenges. Cultivating courage is not reserved for dramatic moments of crisis. It is embedded in the fabric of daily life. Picture yourself navigating a difficult conversation at work, standing up for your values, or making a tough decision in your personal life. Each act of courage, no matter how seemingly mundane, contributes to the development of a brave and resilient spirit. Stephen Pressfield and Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of an internal battle between the higher and lower selves. Your higher self aspires to greatness, while your lower self seeks comfort and safety. By cultivating courage, you empower your higher self to triumph. Imagine yourself as a warrior in this internal battle, armed with the tools of resilience, determination, and bravery, ready to face any challenge. Incorporate deliberate practices into your routine to cultivate courage. Set small, achievable goals that push you out of your comfort zone. Reflect on past successes and use them as evidence of your ability to overcome fear. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who encourage and challenge you. Embrace discomfort as a necessary part of growth, knowing that each challenge conquered makes you stronger. True courage also involves the willingness to be vulnerable. Picture a person sharing their true feelings or admitting a mistake. This act of vulnerability requires immense bravery, as it opens you up to potential judgment and criticism. Yet, it also fosters deep connections and personal growth. Embrace vulnerability as a courageous act, knowing that it is a powerful tool for building resilience and authenticity. Cultivating courage is a journey of continuous growth and self-discovery. It's about facing fears, embracing challenges, and building a resilient spirit through deliberate practice. By following the Stoic path of courage, you become equipped to navigate life's uncertainties with strength and grace, transforming every obstacle into an opportunity for growth and triumph. Embrace this journey and discover the boundless courage that lies within you, ready to be unleashed. The Stoic path to courage is a lifelong journey, a relentless pursuit of strength and resilience. By cultivating courage, you equip yourself to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and fortitude. Embrace each challenge as an opportunity for growth, each fear as a stepping stone to greater bravery. The journey is not easy, but it is profoundly rewarding. Discover the boundless courage within you, and let it guide you through the adventures and trials of life, forging an unbreakable spirit and an inspiring legacy of unyielding strength.